Most of what you need to know about exclamation points, you can learn by opening a novel from the 1800s. Say, for example, Oliver Twist. Skim for exclamation points, and you might come across a passage like this one, which is on page 121 of a paperback version I have. "Hold your tongue, sir!" exclamation point, said Mr. Fang peremptorily. "I will not, sir!" exclamation point, replied the old gentleman. "Hold your tongue this instant, or I'll have you turned out of the office!" exclamation point, said Mr. Fang. "You're an insolent, impertinent fellow!" period. "How dare you bully a magistrate!" exclamation point. "What!" exclaimation point, exclaimed the old gentleman, reddening. "Swear this person!" exclamation point, said Fang to the clerk. Now that's 6 exclamation points in 7 sentences. Open a more recent novel and see if you can find anywhere, in dialogue or not, a passage where 6 of 7 sentences contains an exclamation point. You just won't. If you want to stop and think about what this says about our culture, you can come up with all kinds of interesting theories, like how our culture started getting blasé, too cool for school, long before Generation X, perhaps as far back as Sam Spade-type noir fiction. But you don't need to get philosophical to understand what this says about exclamation points in general. The lesson is clear as day. Exclamation points are out of vogue. That doesn't mean they're without a use. It just means you have to use them intelligently. The job of an exclamation point is to show high emotion, like in a shouted command or interjection. Stop! Careful! Oh my God! All those sentences can, in many cases, end in an exclamation point. Yes, even in modern writing. But writers who want their writing to appear professional use them sparingly, very sparingly, in fiction. And in nonfiction, like business writing, academic papers, and articles, exclamation points are even rarer. And you almost never, ever see exclamation points doubled up or used in other pileups with question marks, as in, "What did you call me?" question mark, exclamation point, question mark. Or, "Get out of here!" exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. When you do decide that an exclamation point is appropriate for something you're writing, they're pretty easy to use. In most cases, they serve as terminal punctuation, indicating the end of a sentence. So there's no need to add a period after an exclamation point. So depending on the level of emotion you want to convey, you could write, "Get out of here!" period, or "Get out of here!" exclamation point. But you would never end a sentence with an exclamation point, then a period. Of course, in quotations, the exclamation point may come at the end of the quotation, but not at the end of the sentence. That's normally where a comma would go. "Listen to me, comma, Ben said." "Listen to me, exclamation point, Ben said." Now, in these cases, the exclamation point replaces not the period at the end, but the comma at the end of the quotation. Now, as for where to place an exclamation point relative to a closing quotation mark, that depends. Exclamation points are not like periods and commas in this regard. In American English, a period or comma always comes before a closing quotation mark. But an exclamation point, or for that matter, a question mark, can come before or after a closing quotation mark, depending entirely on how it's working. If the exclamation point modifies the quotation only, it comes before the closing quote mark. That is, it's inside the quotation. "Joe said," open quote mark, "stop!" exclamation point, closing quote mark. In that case, the larger sentence is just a simple statement about something Joe said. So the exclamation point applies only to the quoted part, "stop," and not the whole sentence, which states that he said it. But in a sentence like, "Don't call me honey," where honey is in quotation marks, the exclamation point would come after the closing quotation mark. That's because the whole sentence, not just the part in quotation marks, is being exclaimed. So you have to keep track of where an exclamation point goes relative to the closing quotation mark, and you have to make sure that it doesn't double up with other punctuation like a comma or a period. But other than that, exclamation points are really easy. The main thing you need to know is just to use them very sparingly.